Drive a club car. Check out all the custom accessories at Battery Specialist plus golf cars and champagne. Everything you need to make a club car statement or build the club car of your dreams just the way you want it. The journey starts at BSPGC.com. Battery Specialist plus golf cars. 133 Kenyon Road just off I-74. Get on the road with a custom club car. BSPGC.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There are trees down everywhere across the Florida Panhandle. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The day after Michael hit, the most powerful hurricane to hit the U.S. in 26 years.
You could feel it in your ears, like the pressure just changing in and out.
Some homes were washed away in the storm surge. Roofs were ripped off, other houses and buildings.
It was terrifying, honestly. There was a lot of noise. I mean, we thought the windows were going to break any time.
Two people were killed when trees fell on homes. There's also a lot of damage in Georgia. Fox's Connell McShane in Bainbridge.
There was a lady walking by a second ago. Maria said she literally had to climb out of her house to get out on the street and assess the damage, which is just what people are starting to do now here in southwest Georgia and in Florida.
Michael's now a tropical storm moving through the Carolinas. President Trump paying close attention. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump on Fox and Friends says he's closely following the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
One thing we had that was to our advantage was the speed. This thing was in and out, but we've never seen power like that.
Later today, the president will have a planned lunch at the White House with Kanye West.
He's not asking for anything for himself. He's not saying, hey, gee, I want to do this or that. He's a private guy, and he wants to help people.
The White House says the two will discuss prison reform, how to prevent gang violence, and what can be done to reduce violence in Chicago. Dave?
And John, tens of millions of Americans who get Social Security benefits will get a raise next year. The annual cost of living adjustment, which is tied to inflation, will be 2.8%. That'll be an extra $39 a month for the average Social Security recipient. There was very little inflation last month. Consumer prices rose just a tenth of a percent. Will stocks plunge again today? Futures are down modestly 28 minutes before the opening bell. The morning after the Dow's 831-point drop on higher interest rate concerns. This is Fox News.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Nearly 2 weeks after an earthquake and tsunami devastated an Indonesian island in the city of Palu, the search for victims buried in the rubble is nearing an end. They say the number of people killed is now 2,073, and an official says it might take 2 years to rebuild. A police officer shot in Kentucky. But in this case, the gunman won't be facing any charges.
A homeowner in Owensboro, Kentucky, shot a man thinking he was a prowler, but it turned out to be a city police officer on an investigation. Officer Zachary Morris was responding to a report of a suspicious person in an alley and was shot by the unidentified homeowner. State police investigators say the bullet hit the edge of the officer's protective vest, but fragments hit the 23-year-old's abdomen. The homeowner was questioned and released. No charges have been filed. The suspect fled the area. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
October 11th is no longer the expiration date for a condemned killer in Tennessee.
He asked for the electric chair, believing it would be less painful than Tennessee's lethal injection method. But today, at least, Edmund Zagorski will apparently get neither. A federal appeals court has granted him a stay of execution so judges can consider whether he had poor legal representation during his trial and sentencing. Zagorski was convicted of killing two men in 1983 during what they thought was to be a drug deal. He had earlier sued the state, claiming the three-drug combination to be used in the lethal injection might cause him pain and suffering. It's not clear when the appeals court could decide his case. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A mission to the International Space Station scrubbed.
3, 2.
Right after that Soyuz capsule launched before 5 a.m. Eastern this morning, a rocket booster failed, so that Soyuz had to come back down to Earth, making an emergency landing. Both the American astronaut and the Russian cosmonaut on board are safe in good condition. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Governor Bruce Rauner's office has informed Urbana Park District that the Anita Purves Nature Center's Friendship Grove Nature Playscape has won the Governor's Hometown Award for Environmental Stewardship. The Urbana Park District will get the award at a special ceremony in Springfield November 15th. The Nature Playscape opened in April of last year. If the U.S. Postal Service gets its way, you'll be paying another nickel for a stamp. The Postal Service on Wednesday proposed raising the price of one-ounce letters from 50 cents to 55 cents. The Board of Governors made that request. The Postal Regulatory Commission will still have to approve it. The price increase comes at a time as the Postal Service continues to lose money. The USPS said in a news release, the governors believe these new rates will keep the Postal Service competitive while providing the agency with needed revenue. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
What would it take for the Postal Service to stop losing money? Dollar? I mean, 55 cents, that's going to...
And I just hardly ever use it. So
well,
why
that's
not
the
just
problem.
Bump it up to
but
a dollar.
If it's a dollar, I'll pay it. It's way cheaper than me driving over and doing it. The problem is it's electronic now. You can send things via your Busey e-bank. So there's that. But I mean, I just, this nickel dime stuff, what's the number? Can you guys operate if I give you a dollar a letter? Come on. Run the numbers.
I didn't even know it was 50 cents, so you would have said,
well,
I mean, yeah. It's 55 now, so.
Okay. No, it's 50, but now they're proposing a nickel dime.
Oh, okay,
that has to be approved, but I don't know if that's enough. But, I mean, again.
And I think the stamps don't even have the value on there.
No, it says forever.
Last one I just said says love. So.
Yeah, there you go. Here's your weather.
All right, we've got sunshine now and a high 53 expected. More clouds and a low 34 into the evening tonight. Some patchy frost. Partly cloudy for Friday with a high 48, 60% chance of showers later on in the day, 30% chance of showers with a low 35 Friday night. Some areas of frost could come our way after 5 a.m. Saturday morning. High 54 expected, down to around 41 with partly cloudy conditions. More clouds on Sunday with a high 56, then a chance of rain Sunday evening. Right now the temperature's at 45. Welcome to fall.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5.
Make sure I don't mispronounce the secretary's name. I think it's Alex Azar.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I hate to be embarrassed when the cabinet secretary's on.
That'd be fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the winner of the El Toro tailgate for 10. What happened to my drum roll? I used to have one of those, too.
Shoot.
No, that's not
I
there.
I can do some pounding on my
There you go.
Here.
That's pretty good. I feel the vibration. It's feeling good.
Yeah!
Sean Masters has won the tailgate for 10. Sean Masters. Yes, Sean, you win. Tailgate for 10 from El Toro. All the beans, rice, all the stuff that goes with that El Toro for 10 and the margaritas for 10.
Nice.
It's all yours. Thank you to Victor at El Toro for providing the tacos, rice, beans, salsa, and margaritas.
Just ahead of that Illinois-Purdue game.
Yep.
Kickoff at 2:30.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
And I've had the Victor El Toro tailgate. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're foiled up and they're soft in there.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
About 10 in them.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 myself.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, tailgate for 10. Stand by. We're going to do it in a few weeks from another fine Victor Fuentes restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by.
Sounds good.
And we had a lot of people enter. We appreciate all that. Okay. Had John Decker live from the White House. That was fun. He's always fun every Thursday. Today, Kanye West and Jim Brown joined the president of the White House. And why not? Why not discuss stuff? But Kanye has been cast away. He's now not quite right. Wink, wink. I mean, wow. What if Kanye can help the inner city of Chicago and the violence? He's from Chicago. He wants to talk to the president about prison reform. Great. Wow, let's get stuff done. Why must we be so mad that you would stand next to Donald Trump. I'm telling you, it's too far left. The stuff has gone too far left. The progressive have dragged the... What happened to the Democratic Party? I mean, and is Hillary Clinton going to run? I don't think so, but, man, she's saying stuff where... She said the other night that you can't be civil to Republicans till Democrats take power. That fits the progressive and the Antifa model. I don't know. It's just whacked out. It is not... passed a common sense test. And I don't think they can win at all if you're going that far left. The country is not left. The country is middle leaning right. That is according to all the polls and surveys. It is not that far left. We do not want socialism in this country. We would not stand for that in this country. We shall see. Okay. ESPN 93.5. Apparently the president signed a couple of things yesterday. The Patient Right to Know Drug Prices Act. We'll get the details on that. And apparently now a pharmacist is allowed to share, you can get this for less. And that's great if you have a very friendly pharmacist that's willing to help you with some of the costs. United States Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar joins us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Stevie. Thank you for having me.
Are the Colts ever going to win a Super Bowl again?
They better not, because I moved from Indianapolis to D.C. for this job, and I had to give up my tickets, and that would be a crying shame.
Man, you're
out. I'm still rooting for them, though. I love them, but I'm going to be mad if they do it when I'm not there.
Well, I think you're probably safe there, Secretary Azar. I don't think they're going to. And the thing is that, boy, the Peyton Manning days were glory days, weren't they? And you had your seats for that, didn't you?
I did, and he was worshipped in that city. You know, when he went to the Broncos, we would wear jerseys that were half Colts, half Broncos, with Peyton's number and name on it. That just show it was a Peyton team more than anything else.
That's awesome. It's Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar. Okay, Patient Right to Know Drug Prices Act. Sounds like it's good for me.
It is very good for you. You know, what was happening is, insurance companies were telling pharmacists, they were gagging them and saying, you can't tell your patients that you could get your drug cheaper by paying just cash out of pocket instead of running it through your insurance.
Mm.
And the president said, we got to get rid of this abuse back in May. We immediately told the Medicare plans, you better not be doing it. And now through bipartisan action of Congress, the president yesterday he signed legislation that forbids this for Medicare and for the private sector. So now you have a right to know. You can ask your pharmacist, can I get this drug cheaper by paying out of pocket?
Wow. And you just said something, Secretary Azar. It must have been a misstatement. You said bipartisan?
Bipartisan,
what?
Absolutely. you overwhelmingly passed through the Congress. That's what's great on this drug pricing work is, there's actually, a pretty big degree of consensus behind the president's plan and the need to bring drug prices down.
Listen, I've had a hard time affording my health care. I had to go to Liberty Health Share, MediShare, some of these Christian groups, and the coverage is not as comprehensive. Where are we with all of that? Is it possible? Is it just too darn complex?
I'm sorry you've been left behind by the false promises of Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act there. That's why the president is so deeply committed to reducing health care costs for all Americans. And, that's why we've been bringing new options to people, these short-term plans that can provide a bridge for folks between plans or who've been priced out of that Affordable mm-hmm. Care Act mm-hmm. market,
mm-hmm.
association health plans for folks who work for small employers so those employers can band together and get the best rates possible. That's why we freed you from this horrible burden of this tax,
yep.
a tax that you'd have to pay for the privilege of not buying insurance you can't afford and don't want. Three-quarters of the people paying that tax, we're making $50,000 a year or less, and President Obama and the Congress got rid of that tax. President Trump and Congress got rid of that tax.
Yeah.
So we're working to keep bringing more options to you, but we need to repeal and replace this Affordable Care Act so we can do it fully.
Boy, it's hard to do it. It really is. You think you'll get it done?
I'm hopeful, but, in the interim, we're just going to keep bringing as much choice as we can, and that's why you know, interestingly, President Trump has proven better at managing the Obamacare plans than the guy who wrote the statute. We just have announced that the average benchmark silver plan for the first time ever costs 1% less on average than it did last year. And for the first time since 2015, there actually are more choices available in Obamacare plans. Now, they're still unaffordable for people. They're still, they cost too much. There's not enough choice. The program is broken at its core, and we need to replace it. But the president's doing everything he can to help people with what we've got until Congress acts.
Yeah, okay. Good to hear all of that. It's very, very difficult. I think we started out, I was paying $800 for the family. And I think it was touching near $2,000 a month for the family. Just too much money to afford. So if Guy could go to what website, Secretary Azar, to get started and what options we would have.
Well, if you go to healthcare.gov, you can see the options under the Affordable Care Act. And then you also can find information in your state about short-term limited duration plans. Okay. These are these plans that can be 50 to 80%. Less expensive than Obamacare plans, and then your employer will tell you if you've got access, if they've been able to come up with an association health plan to help you out.
Okay, before I let you go, Secretary Alex Azar, Health and Human Services Secretary, you know Brett Kavanaugh. You went through a confirmation hearing yourself. Wow. What was your take on the last 4 weeks?
Well, all I can tell you is I've known now Justice Kavanaugh for close to 30 years as a good friend and a colleague, and I just have nothing but the highest respect and regard for him. And I know that as a justice on the Supreme Court, the American people will be very proud of his ethics, his diligence, his faithfulness to the Constitution. He's just, I could not be happier that Justice Kavanaugh is sitting there on the Supreme Court today.
Probably was one of the guys he said he loved, his friends. He says, I love my friends, when he accepted at the White House. But I hope it doesn't deter others, smart and bright people, that say, you know what, I'm good. I don't want to go through all that. Because, I mean, it was brutal, 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 brutal. I hope that we can do maybe a better job next time. Finally, best piece of music the Indianapolis Symphony has ever played?
The best piece of music it's ever played? Well, the Shostakovich's Seventh Symphony, I think, was the best one. I'd never heard it until the Indianapolis Symphony played it, and just a remarkable piece of work, and I loved it when I got to hear it.
Man, I'm telling you, you were active in that for a decade. Why was the symphony part of your heart?
Well, I love classical music, and I think symphonies and can be such an important part of a community.
Yeah.
The culture that it brings, that for our youth, the just the opportunities, for economic development of having a high-end symphony in a community is so important for drawing talent to move to your community. And just for me, going every week was just one of the delights of my life.
Cool. That's awesome. Secretary Azar, hey, thank you for serving. You're a good Midwest man. We appreciate Indianapolis. You're only 2 hours from me, and it's a great airport, great town.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for serving your country, and keep the fight for lowering some of these costs. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you joining us. Alex Azar is the Secretary of Health and Human Services for the United States of America. Appreciate him being on.
ESPN 93.5. We got a text in real quick, too. It's amazing how the left talks about the divide in this country between blacks and whites, yet when you have two well-known black people wanting to talk to the president who's willing and wanting to fix things, they call him crazy.
You know, crazy,
and
mentally ill.
And the left doesn't want to see a positive outcome.
If you don't
see the problem, you are still truly blind.
You got to address stuff.
Yes.
And yet now you discredit Kanye West and Jim Brown for wanting to work on prison reform and violence in Chicago. Let's discuss, man. What's wrong?
Right. Thanks for the text in, Matt, at 359-2255. Fred Tex Winter passed away at the age of 90.
Tex Winter, Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Basketball Hall of Famer, legendary assistant coach Scottie Pippen reaching out on social media saying he was one of my biggest critics, yet biggest fans. He was 96. Illinois soccer taking on Purdue at 7. Of course, we've got Purdue 2:30 kickoff for homecoming. on Saturday as we play for the Cannon, and Illinois football player Bennett Williams will not be part of the team. He has been dismissed.
Well, we told you Thursday's going to be fall-like, and guess what? It is.
It sure is. We've got a high of 53 today with partly cloudy and breezy conditions, down to around 34 this evening. Some frost could happen after 5 a.m. Friday morning. Tomorrow's high only 48, down to 35. There is a 60% chance of precipitation by day, 30% chance of showers in the evening. And then sunshine and a high 54 for that football game. Right now we're at 45, ESPN 93.5.
Trick-or-treating with the stars. U of I women's basketball team, U of I Credit Union, is back a week from Sunday, 3 to 5, at the Ubbin Basketball Complex. It's free. Bring your kids, all the candy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. It'll be fun. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, you were paying only slightly more for things last month. Consumer prices rose just 0.1% in September. Over the past year, prices are up only 2.3%. The report calms concerns about inflation and higher interest rates, the reason for yesterday's sell-off. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week. First-time jobless claims rose 7,000 to 214,000. Sears Holdings appears headed for a shutdown. Company officials met with its lenders last night. The Wall Street Journal says Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup are pushing for the company to liquidate under Chapter 7 bankruptcy and end the business. As of early August, Sears was down to 866 Sears and Kmarts. The Dow dropped 831 yesterday. NASDAQ was down 315. S&P down 94. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Online, drivechampagne.com. ESPN 93.5 CHM Bible Theater Productions presents a community gospel stage play production, The Good News. Welcoming to our studio, Crystal Hoag. She is president of CHM Bible Theater. Now she's president, producer, writer, director,
right,
star.
Are you acting in it too, Crystal?
No, I'm not acting in it.
But you could. Okay, the good news is about the gospel based on Mark.
Yes, Mark 16:15, which says to go into all the world and spread the gospel message to all creation. So we're doing it through the arts.
Well, and you know what? I'm reading on Acts, and you know the martyrdom of Stephen kind of made them leave because they were being persecuted. Mm-hmm. Kind of forced them out to get out and spread the good news to the Gentiles,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
And so this show will be what? What will people get out of the good news this weekend at the Soto Theater?
They will see the Bible come to life on stage. Adam, Eve, Jesus, Judas Iscariot.
We're covering a lot of time
message.
Here.
Yeah.
We're going through it.
It corroborates the story of Jesus Christ in the Old and New Testament.
Awesome. Well, all the prophets and all the mentions of Jesus in the Old Testament.
Exactly.
Leading up to the New Testament.
Yes.
And why are you passionate about this?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's just so, I'm so excited about the Bible because I know that it's real and it's true. And we need something like this that's positive. There's so much bad news today. So how about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ through this gospel stage play. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization, and we want to do this for the community.
Do you have other churches participating in this? How did you get your actors?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have, let's see, can I name the churches?
Yeah, sure, of course.
We have Church of the Living God.
Mm-hmm.
We have Meadowbrook Christian Church. We have First Christian Church. We have CU Christian Church. And so, yeah, a lot of other churches as well. I mean,
we
partner together in unity, bringing diversity and just fun excitement, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ through this drama.
What would your hope be at the conclusion on Sunday when it's done and you're let down and you're tired and all these feelings that happens after a show? What is your hope and prayer?
Well, my my goal is to edify the body of Christ and to build up the kingdom of God. So I'm hoping that people are not only just entertained, but inspired.
Mm-hmm.
They're uplifted. They're excited. They can laugh. They can have fun. They can hear the good news and spread and just feel good about seeing the Bible on stage.
All right, what if a skeptic comes and watches and leaves mildly curious? Where would they go with that?
Well, they can give us a call.
So you're happy to yes, minister to them.
Exactly, because this is actually an entertainment ministry. It's not just for entertainment. And sometimes people will come to see a show or a movie or a play, whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to laugh. I want to see something good. Well, this is something that's deeper than that because it's God's word. God sends his word and he heals. So this is like an entertainment slash ministry. So they should leave feeling pretty good in their spirit and their soul.
All right, so, we got a text in to 359-2255 from Lisa. Diane, when Crystal comes in to talk about the Good News Gospel play, could you ask her what time the doors open at Soto Theater? And also, what about the tickets? Are they reserved seats or not?
Yes. Well, the times are actually 7 p.m. on Friday. That's tomorrow, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. October 12th.
Already,
yeah. Yeah, 7 p.m. And also on Saturday, two shows on Saturday, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And then Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. The tickets are $15.
Mm-hmm.
We're also offering discounts for groups of five or more, and that's 10% off.
Okay.
Again, it's a nonprofit, so it's like a donation, too.
Exactly.
So doors open an hour before, or?
The doors are open at 6:30.
Okay.
Half hour before you can go see this.
So get your seats.
Yeah, no, it's great. And how has the response been?
Really good. Okay. I'm just excited about it.
Good.
Because people are calling, and they want to come to this production. It's something new, something exciting. They love plays, you know. So, yeah, I'm excited about the response we're getting.
Can you get a reserved seat? Can you go somewhere and get your tickets?
Yes. They would actually just call that number, 317-763-0364, and leave their information, and we will be able to give them the information.
I'll text her that back. Thank you for sharing.
You're
and
welcome.
Is there a website, then, on Soto Theater?
Well, it's not on Soto. It's actually the Bible Theater website. It's chmbibletheater.org.
Okay.
What's CHM?
CHM is Crystal Hoag Ministry.
Okay, very good.
Ministering the arts.
Gotta come up with something.
Makes sense to me. And folks, here's the reason you might go. Maybe you'll quit searching. Because that's what happens if you don't have a foundation.
Yes.
You search.
Yes.
We spin. We make money and we wonder why it isn't enough. Mm-hmm. It's all right there. Love what you're doing.
Thank you.
The good news, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Website again was?
chmbibletheater.org. And the phone number is 317-763-0364.
Yes, and they can also purchase tickets online as well.
Okay.
And
running time, how long will I be there?
About an hour and 45 minutes.
All right.
Perfect.
Yes, about an hour and 45 minutes. There's two parts, Act 1, a break, and then Act 2.
Well, you're lovely. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you so much for having
Wonderful
me.
Wonderful to meet you.
You too as well.
And keep up the good work.
All right, thank you.
Crystal Hoag, the good news, and enjoy at Soto Theater. Friday, 7 o'clock. Saturday, 3 and 7. Sunday, 3 o'clock.
chmbibletheater.org.
All right, it's 8:29. News next.
With over 70-plus properties all over Campustown, you'll find the perfect apartment with JSM. Check out all of JSM's properties at jsmliving.com. From studios to six-bedroom apartments, all available for the fall of 2019. Residents receive exclusive amenities like 24/7 maintenance, free access to the JSM Fitness Center, and you instantly become part of the JSM VIP program, giving you access to over $225 in savings. Find your place and sign a lease for fall 2019 with JSM. Go to jsmliving.com.
Hi, Van from Heel to Toe Shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, when you're not watching baseball, you ought to take a minute to stop into the store and check out a really great selection of all the best New Balance shoes. We have all the sizes. We have all the latest, greatest styles. This is not the New Balance you may be used to. Heel to Toe Shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. Check us out on Facebook. Stop by and say hi.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. What was Hurricane Michael's moving through the Carolinas now, leaving behind miles of devastation through the Florida Panhandle and parts of Georgia. At least two people were killed by trees falling onto homes. Some people who'd like to go check on their homes are being asked to stay away a while longer.
When you have this type of damage, particularly the Mexico Beach area that looks to be wiped out, there's hazardous materials around. There's gas lines that are broken.
That's FEMA Administrator Brock Long. Two astronauts are okay, we're told, after an aborted mission.
Engines at maximum thrust. Lift off.
A Russian rocket lifting off from Kazakhstan, due to carry NASA's Nick Hague and Russia's Alexei Ovchinin to the International International Space Station. But minutes after launch,
there has been an issue with the booster, and we're standing by for
an engine failure, and the crew makes for an emergency landing. After a sharp descent, they came down a few hundred miles from the launch site.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police say they think gang retaliation is behind increased shootings in the area. WCIA said so far this year there have been 89 shootings in and near Champaign and Urbana. Champaign officials said last night most of the shootings are not random and are the result of targeted gang retaliation. Governor Bruce Rauner's office has informed Urbana Park District that the Anita Purves Nature Center's Friendship Grove Nature Playscape has won the Governor's Hometown Award for Environmental Stewardship. The Urbana Park District will get the award at a special ceremony in Springfield, November 15th. Illinois is now reporting cases of a rare polio-like illness in children. The State Department of Public Health is investigating 9 recent cases of acute flaccid myelitis, also called AFM. The illness affects a person's nervous system, including the spinal cord. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. I love a song from Fiddler on the Roof. Golday and Tevye are lamenting how quickly children had grown up, and now they're getting married. Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the years, one season following another, laden with happiness and tears. Our lives fly by at the speed of light. Are we making every day count? Don't wait another sunrise or sunset to spend time with your child, with your parent, or loved ones. Put off that busyness that dominates your day and make every sunrise and sunset count. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we value you and spend our time taking care of your needs. Call us and let us serve you with care and distinction.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
There are plenty of self-storage companies in Champaign, right? So why rent from Storage 309? Because they're the best. Where else could you go to have 24-7 convenient, easy drive-up access with a professional manager on-site to assist you anytime? And if you need a storage unit unexpectedly, use their convenient 24-hour rental kiosk and do it all, paying online with your personal customer account. They have climate-controlled units that vary in size for residential, business, and commercial storage. For more information, visit storage309.com.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From railing and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, Trex is engineering what's next in outdoor living. Trex products are available at Alexander Lumber. Call us at 217-352-5175 or visit us at www.alexlbr.com.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
Man, how about the guy the FBI caught that wanted to blow himself up on the National Mall on Election Day?
Mm.
He had a 200-pound bomb in his apartment. Man.
Wow.
How do you even carry a 200-pound bomb?
I don't know.
ESPN 93.5, here's your weather. Much cooler.
High 53 today with partly cloudy conditions. 34 our low tonight. We could get some patchy frost come our way in the morning tomorrow. High 48, low 35. Wow, welcome to fall. We've got a 60% chance of showers later in the day on Friday, and into the evening, it's a 30% shot at showers. Areas of frost also on Saturday's forecast. Otherwise, sunny and a high 54. Partly cloudy up to 56 on Sunday, then another chance of rain. Right now, the temperature is at 48. Actually, there's a 38 wind chill.
What? Wind chill 38?
With the winds at 18 mile an hour.
Come on.
ESPN 93.5.
You know, one thing about rhetoric, we've talked about that, where you need to be careful what you say. You know, everybody does. The president does. The left does. When Eric Holder, who's obviously running for president, said that when they get low, we kick them. You don't want, there's a, the problem with saying stuff that might incite is that everybody hears it, including the mentally ill. And I bet you Nickel, the guy that wanted to blow himself up in the National Mall and carrying 200-pound bombs, mentally ill. But what's he hearing? Vitriol. Get in their face. You know, don't let them, tell them they're not welcome.
That's right.
I mean, it is the absolute wrong direction. Always a pleasure. Frank Vernuccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Smart man. How are you, Frank?
Stevie J, it's good to be with you again.
How about this rhetoric? How about Eric Holder? When they go low, we kick them. I mean, let's just get violent. What do you want to do? You want to fight? What do you want to do, Frank?
Frustrating.
You know, this trend was set back in the 2016 primary. If you recall, during a primary debate, Hillary Clinton was given what seemed like a softball question. They asked her, who do you consider the enemy? And I guess they expected the answer to be, you know, China or terrorism or world poverty or hunger or something like that. Hillary Clinton gave a fascinating response. She said, Republicans. And, you know, Dave, it marked a turning point in our politics. In the past, Democrats and Republicans, even liberals and conservatives, had different ideas of how to reach common goals, but they recognized in the final analysis we're all Americans, we're all in the same boat. When we start to identify, as the left now does, not Russians or Chinese or hunger or poverty or crime as the enemy, but as each other, as those nasty Republicans or those terrible conservatives, we've reached a bad turning point in our national life. And that's something we have to worry about greatly.
Well, it's all Donald Trump's fault. We know that. So that's your starting point.
The hysteria about Donald Trump and the hysteria in general that we're seeing from the left results from a fascinating cause. If you look over the past 8 years, Stevie, we've seen really nothing but failure on the part of Democrat policies. We've seen our foreign affairs go down the tank. We've seen our national defense become jeopardized. We've seen our economy really plummet. The Democrats don't have much of a platform to run on to entice voters to vote for them in November, and so you have this hysteria. Donald Trump is the devil incarnate. You know, and we see the Republicans are evil, mean people. That's what we're seeing because the policies the Democrats have espoused simply haven't worked, and so hysteria has to be brought in as a substitute for sound policy.
I'm telling you, I can't think of one thing the Democrats want to do except impeach Donald Trump and now Brett Kavanaugh. Other than that, it's just pure anti versus lift me up.
That's exactly right, and we cannot continue to allow our country to be split into little warring groups. Men against women, blacks against whites, Latinos against immigrants, the rich against the poor, the middle class. Well, everyone wants to take down the middle class in politics, it seems. That's not the politics. That's not the policies that will move us forward. Those are only the policies of failed politicians who can't come up with any real solutions to the challenges that we're facing.
Well, and I tell you what, if people really understood that when they say vitriolic things, when they say, get in their face, you're talking to the mentally not so stable, too.
Well, that's exactly right. Look what's happened recently, for example, the shooting of Steve Scalise and the Republican softball game. That really, then you opened up the segment talking about the guy with the 200-pound bomb who wanted to detonate on the Washington Mall on Election Day. That's who these appeals to hysteria are reaching out to. That who's being affected. And that's a terrible thing.
No, it is, and it's a scary thing. I know the president wrote a column, and it was a USA Today, an editorial about radical socialism.
That's correct. And, you know, it's socialism is kind of like your credit card. You could have a lot of fun for about a month buying all the things you can't afford,
yeah.
But sooner or later that bill is going to come in and you've got to figure out a way of paying it. Socialism is the same idea. It's great to talk about free tuition, free medical care,
mm-hmm.
free housing, free food, free everything. But sooner or later, you got to figure out how to pay for all that stuff.
Right.
And if you're talking about taxes that are raised so high that it'll crash the economy, well, then you've just really done a disservice to the public.
Does some of this poking the bear start at the top with President Trump? We got to text in on that. How do you think he should tamper it down a little
Frank? Is it poking the bear, Frank, or is it responding to criticism and he's a fighter and he's the first president to ever use social media to come back at critics?
Right.
You know, I find it fascinating that the media has become enraged that the president has actually gone over their heads to talk directly to the American people. No one will ever accuse Donald Trump of being artful in his language or being subtle. But the fact of the matter is, what enrages the press more than anything else is that he has gone over their heads through his tweets, through his editorials, through his comments that go over the head of the press and hit the American people. The press doesn't like the fact that they're not the middleman in this whole process. Mika Brzezinski, a radio personality, once said, we're the ones to tell you what to think.
Yeah.
And I think the media doesn't like that this is a president who's not intimidated by the media.
Well, I remember vividly George Herbert Walker Bush after Gulf War. He was a 91%. They pounded on that man for 2 years, and I kept saying, say something. Say just too presidential. They beat him down to 28%. I'm telling you, the fact that this president responds, it ticks everybody off in the media.
Mm-hmm.
It ticks people off that he's so out there. And I wouldn't tweet some of the things he tweets.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, he's a fighter. And I think he's put a backbone in a lot of Republicans now.
Yeah, some people say, and I think accurately, that President Trump has taught the Republican Party how to fight. And I think that's true. For a long time, the Republican Party brought a knife to a gunfight and lost as a result of it. President Trump is a different breed altogether.
Frank Vernuccio, always very, very smart and well-informed. How do people follow you, read you? How do they know where Frank is?
Well, thanks for asking. It's at usagovpolicy.com.
Here's hoping and praying our country dials down this, because I don't want fights. I don't want people getting hurt. But I tell you what, you get in enough people's faces, there's going to be a response. And you just got to watch that stuff. People don't like it. Right now, we're kind of shocked by it. But pretty soon, there's going to be responses, and that could be dangerous.
Stevie J, I look forward to our next discussion.
Frank Vernuccio, appreciate you. USAGovPolicy.com. Frank Vernuccio.
Nice.
844 on ESPN 93.5.
Their music has moved millions. The world-famous OJs in concert. Saturday, October 13th, 7:30, the Virginia Theater in Champaign. The OJs. Tickets on sale now at the Virginia Theater box office or online at thevirginia.org. The OJs. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft & Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft & Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign. And find them on Facebook.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Ah, my bad. I found the drum roll. Finally.
Look at that.
Yeah, my
What's
bad.
What's it under?
Drum roll. Except I don't see the D, and I don't see it because it's
rum old.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, my bad.
Very
I had
good.
It. Way
and
to
now
go.
We know. And it was a Sean Masters
won the tailgate for 10.
Yes.
From El Toro. Governor Rick Scott, Florida, says Hurricane Michael was a monster. Some of the pictures that are coming in, devastation. We'll know more as the day goes on. Let's check your sports.
NFL action tonight will be Philadelphia Eagles in New York to take on the Giants. When we talk football, we think about our Illinois-Purdue game coming up at 2:30 on Saturday as we play for the Cannon. Illinois football players suspended for breaking team rules has now been dismissed. This is safety Bennett Williams. Illinois soccer playing Purdue at 7 o'clock tonight. Illinois Big Ten golfer of the week, Giovanni Taddeo. Yes. That's good.
Really, really good player.
Wow, 17 birdies and an eagle in South Bend. No wonder he's Big Ten Golfer of the Week. Preseason NBA action had the Bulls over the Pacers 104-89. Also trending in NBA ranks, Ted Winter dies at the age of 96.
Tex Winters and Tom Landry built the Dallas Cowboys, yeah, America's team in the 70s and won several Super Bowls. Okay, so we had a text about the Doobie Brothers, one of the ticket winners. Apparently really liked the show, what I hear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's my cue to bring up the text. Thank you for that.
He looked at me like a deer in headlights. I said, no, did you tell me about that?
Thanks so much for the Doobie Brothers tickets yesterday, Stevie. The concert was great. They still got it.
Oh, good.
And I know Stevie was curious if anyone would be smoking faint smells at times. Okay. I did see the police escort four people out. Not sure why, though. But thanks again. Day.
Gotcha. I thought there'd be some wafting aromas.
And there wasn't down in the section where I was.
All right.
I was sitting next to our drummer friend Larry, and that drummer, Ed, for the Doobie Brothers, phenomenal.
Really? They're all about.
Really good.
All about 70. It gives us hope.
They still got it.
They still got it.
Exactly.
848.
Jay Layman, former University of Illinois All-American linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. When I remodeled my kitchen and I needed new appliances, the choice for me was simple. I went to family-owned Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I went there because of the outstanding customer service and the incredible selection. They offer outstanding quality with a free 10-year protection plan. I have nothing to worry about when it comes to my new appliances. I have Appliance World peace of mind. The next time you're looking for quality appliances with great customer service, visit Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, located just before the interstate in Champaign, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Or online, it's appliance-world.com. That's appliance-world.com.
All right, so I had the wrong Tex Winter.
Right.
I'm really confused. The T-E-X Winters?
Uh-huh, but Fred is his official name.
Yeah, I'm confused because there was a guy with the Dallas Cowboys. This is a basketball guy.
Yes, it is. In fact, Scottie Pippen said, my biggest critic and my biggest fan. Legendary assistant coach and also known as a basketball
player. Now I know where we are. My bad. E1. Let's check your weather.
Thank you for that. High 53 down to 34. We've got a high 48 tomorrow. Yes. We are getting fall-like conditions. There's a shot at some showers on Friday's forecast, down to 35 in the evening. Up into the mid-50s, both Saturday and Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. We might wrap up our weekend with some showers. Right now, we're at 47 and a wind chill of 38. I'm not ready for this.
Man.
ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, he ran the defense for Phil Jackson's Bulls.
There
that's
might
why,
be two I think Tex that's, Winter.
Yeah, well, I'm just, I don't know.
It's all good.
I'm not as young as I used to be. 850. Has it gotten better?
11367.
Okay. I'm 900 years old, so I don't remember much. Tex Winters was the triangle offense. Now I remember.
Right.
Tex Graham was the Dallas Cowboy guy.
And this is Scram, but maybe it's voice texting.
I don't know. Anyway. All I know is I'm wrong. Tex Winter, the triangle offense, of course. That
but
was the
we appreciate
Bulls.
You being engaged and responding to a sports story that I said.
Way to go.
I mean.
All right. 359-2255. We always love hearing, and we get a lot of texts, and we really appreciate them all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tomorrow I've got some Colonnade tickets.
Nice.
And heads up, I'm looking for a kiddo going to school. That'll be in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow, because I think there's a lot of parents with their kids in the car.
Yes.
So we're going to focus on a kiddo winning these tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Last time I think we gave them away was a kiddo.
That's right.
Like 7th grade at Holy Cross or something. So anyway, we'll do that. Illinois-Purdue on Saturday. Are we have Ken on tomorrow?
Yes, we do.
Camp Brown 720 and Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. I gotta confirm.
Okay.
As we try and crank up the wheel. But I, number of comments this week about it. So people are excited they're back if they're back.
Great.
So let's see if I can get hold of Coach and Johnny and see if we can go week number two in a row here.
And it's nice that we're moving off the Brett Kavanaugh stuff. So
yeah, I think it's again, going to play into this midterm. There's no doubt. And did the left go too far? Because there's some people that are going to report vote Republican. They're very unhappy with how that whole confirmation hearing went.
Mm-hmm.
You riled up the opponent. I think what the Democrats accidentally did, because they definitely had more energy until then. And now I'm not so sure, because for me, I was absolutely shocked that we had a sitting, I think there were two sitting senators on the Democratic side of the judiciary that actually said it's on Judge Kavanaugh to prove his innocence. That is a dangerous precedent for our country.
That's right.
You must presume innocence. You cannot presume guilt. Otherwise, one accusation can ruin a person. It's not right. You just can't do it that way. And so I really couldn't, it really rocked my world. I said, these are sitting senators. They know better. Why? You must have evidence before you prove guilt. You have to presume innocence. So that's a basic constitutional tenet, very strong in our fabric of this country. So it was over the top for the way those senators presumed guilt, must presume innocence until proven guilty. That was my biggest problem with the whole thing. And whether he had gotten through or not, I was going to pick another one. I mean, I'm not tied to Brett Kavanaugh, but I'm certainly tied to presuming innocence. And I also tend to believe the woman every time. Every time. But when you put it in a politically charged environment like that, it's just a different thing. You have to make sure. It's not fair to absolutely condemn a man without evidence and cooperation. I think most people think that. I hope. Presume innocence. Okay, look at that. We're done.
Okay.
So tomorrow I'll let you know. I'll let you know later, but I hope we have Johnny and Mike on again.
Okay.
I'll try and set it up. And then
ESPNCU.com if you ever want to hear parts of the show back.
Come on.
Uh-huh. Enjoy the day, Stevie.
Yep. Thank you, Diane Ducey. Jeremy Warner show next. Hayne Karp this afternoon. Dan Lebitard in the middle. Will Kane, a couple hours as well. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm Stevie J. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall.